Hello, we're on location, Coastside Edition here in Half Moon Bay. I'm Sophia Lane. Today is Saturday, June 14th, 2025. We are in Half Moon Bay, California, at the intersection of Highway 92 and Main Street in Half Moon Bay. And let me tell you, it is quite a gathering here today. I'd say we have, looking around, what do you guys think? Probably several hundred, if not
a thousand or more
people here today. By far, the biggest turnout I've ever seen for a protest in this small town, a small community of about 20, 25,000 people here in the coast side of San Mateo County. And I'm here with some of my friends, Kathy and Katie, and we're going to just chit-chat a little bit about what is happening. What is happening?
Noise.
Why are we making noise?
Making noise because Trump and the Republicans are not moving, not doing what the population wants. He thinks he's got some kind of majority rule. And yes, he was voted in, but I think he was very deceptive in his political campaigning.
I think there's a lot of people agreeing with you here. We're seeing people with signs. We're seeing people with cars, people of all different ethnicities, ages, walks of life here.
Flying their flags. Objecting to the current happenings.
We have flags that say, Katie, your sign here says, can you read it? What it says here?
Hands off my tax return. All Social Security. All health care. All education.
All right.
Get your little filthy paws off of them.
All right. Let's hear that. Cheers to that. How about you, Kathy? What does your sign say?
Mine just says simply no kings. And I think that's our dilemma. And it's our dilemma presently. Our president thinks he has unlimited power and that none of the branches of government are equal to his. And how dare they question him? He, as no one back in the feudal days would question a king, but we're not there anymore and we're not going back. We need to move forward and to be
democratic. That's why the country was founded. We left a king.
That's right. All right. We're seeing some other signs around here. We've got we the people means everyone. That's what my sign says too. I particularly like that.
Yeah.
Democracy is in peril.
That it is.
Violence in the streets, question mark, take back. It's very hard. Take our towns back.
Very heartening to see how many people agree with us and how many people are actually here protesting, you know, objecting to what's the treatment our immigrants are getting. The Congress needs to step up and formulate new laws, effective laws, so that we can have farm workers and we can have nurses and we can have all the support staff we need.
Yes.
Foreign workers.
Yeah. And it's, I have to say, there's a huge energy here, but this is completely peaceful.
It is.
Right? This is just about building community around something.
Oh, you're now marching in tandem, crossing streets. So everybody's kind of moving around.
Catching other
drivers.
Attention.
Yep. And it's all peace. I see one gentleman down, a couple feet away from us holding peace signs up with his fingers. I see resist signs. I see American flag signs too, because people love our country.
Flags that they've hung upside down in protest because it's not America any longer.
Absolutely. I see a woman carrying a sign that says angry veteran, not let me move over. Fund the VA, not a parade. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Fun to me. Don't just parade.
Democracy is in peril.
Semper Fidelis.
And this one, too. How about this? Warm hearts can melt ice.
Oh, we could.
That's beautiful.
We can only wish.
That's beautiful.
And then, well, that one's rather pictorial. You have to explain. It's on a golf course with a golf cart. So I'm standing in front of it, a dead body in front of that. And he's trying to ask the dead person, can I play through?
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
It's awful.
Is that what it's come down to?
Yes, that's what it's come down to.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm gonna walk.
I can't say that one because there's.
because there's a word in there that we're not allowed to say.
Guafangule.
We don't want to say.
You can do it in Italian. Guafangule. Put a few words I know in Italian.
All right, I'm just going to see. I'm going to walk down to her. I'll catch you guys later. All right, here I am now. We're walking around. There are just so many cool signs here. So many people, smiles on their faces, just building such great community here in Half Moon Bay today. And, oh, here's one. Oh, I love this. No kings. That is the theme of the day, isn't it?
Yes.
Tell me about what brings you here today.
Well, I had a bad Doge sign that I had on my dogs, and they were too tired to come, so I felt that I needed a new sign, and this is what it's about.
That nailed
no
it.
Kings.
No kings.
And I have a cross over the O for no, and I have a crown on the K for the kings, and I have a snake for the S.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I really feel that... that we used to be able to trust our sources, and especially with the situation at hand, we really need to come out, each one of us, and speak our truths.
That's awesome. What do you think of the vibe here today?
I think it's great. It's peaceful and supportive and really cohesive with all walks of life.
That's fantastic.
Young children, people walking dogs, just as Half Moon Bay is, just really supportive.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Wow, what an amazing and historic day that was. It's certainly an interesting time to be alive, isn't it? For many of us, it seems every day over these past few months has brought more existentially concerning news regarding the future of our country and communities. The cumulative effect is now far in excess of what many of us imagined was even possible after decades of so many technological and social advances and relative peace. While rampant misinformation has fanned the flames of division, staggering wealth disparities, even among direct neighbors, are also very real. And accelerating technological advances, as well as our rapidly degrading political climate, risk making these social trends worse. This is not a matter of politics in the traditional sense, but about defining, or perhaps redefining, how we get to a better place. Not back to where we were, because if we're honest with ourselves, we know that wasn't working too well for many of us, but forward to somewhere better. First, we'll all need to get and stay better informed. With so much news and information at our fingertips, and with life increasingly complex, it's too easy for our attention to be diverted to the loudest voices, regardless of what they're saying and how they're saying it. Take Nextdoor, for example. It's a really great platform for finding that lost cat or catching up on neighbors' opinions about the new restaurant in town. That said, longer form pieces written with deep policy expertise and intentions of public good, like Heather Cox Richardson's Letters from an American, or public news sources like NPR, are likely to be a better source of information about complex topics, such as the impact of last week's federal budget bill on affordability, health care, and public safety, and our own individual pocketbooks. Indeed, a steady stream of curiosity and patience can help us access more accurate and relevant information on what matters most to us, so we can think more clearly about the world around us and how we fit into it. Second, shifting our mindsets from scarcity to abundance will help us unlock resources we may not even realize we have, and achieve a vision many of us dare not even dream is possible. For example, looking back a few years, several factors led to extended public school closures in many regions of our country during the COVID-19 pandemic, despite public health guidance designed to balance infectious disease risks with student learning, development, and well-being, including mental health needs. Acknowledging opportunities for creativity and collaboration in improving our systems, whether through foresight or hindsight, will enable us to achieve improved outcomes for everyone in the future. By seeing the abundance around us, we can more effectively downregulate feelings of fear, competition, tribalism, and mistrust, and a lust for dominance, at times even violence and destruction. We can upregulate hope, community, trust, innovation, growth, and commitment to a shared society, essential ingredients for tapping into our collective potential for more. Third, we must find ways to make smart, sustainable investments in our public infrastructure. While it's abundantly clear DOGE was never about government efficiency, we must nonetheless continually refine and adapt our basic systems for ensuring equal access to housing, healthcare, education, fresh air, and water. Ample spaces like libraries and public parks will enable strangers to become neighbors, to borrow and slightly adapt a phrase from James Greenberg. And we must do this not only for today, but as we plan for the years to come. But adapting and investing in public infrastructure is not just a job for government officials and workers. Whether you're donating to organizations that protect equal voting rights, posting pride signs at your small business, volunteering for a local food bank, or protesting to protect immigrant rights, we can all do something to improve our culture and to adjust and invest in public infrastructure, both in the short and longer terms. I'm kicking off this podcast as an experiment in achieving these three things: a well-informed public, an abundance mindset, and smart and sustainable public infrastructure investments and refinements. From my career in the biomedical industry to several years spent more recently in a local school board and as a state-level public education advocate, and as a parent of two teens, I have met some truly amazing people doing incredible things. My goal is to bring those real people and real stories to you in an informative, inspirational, and maybe even a little entertaining way, grounded by a sense of the place where they do this work. My hope is that by doing so, we can all think, feel, and do what we need to do to move forward to a place that's better for everyone and gives us something awesome to pass along to our kids and grandkids. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll join me on this journey and stay in touch along the way. Stay tuned for our next episode dropping soon. On Location, Coastside Edition with Sophia Lane is produced by Bright Now Media.